A traveling exhibition of the work of Louis Kahn has returned to the place where the famous architect made his name. Philadelphia's Fabric Workshop and Museum is the final venue for the show that has already been around the world. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports the exhibition shows the breadth of the architect's thinking.
Back in the 1960s, Kahn explained that his architectural ideas were about light and silence. Bill Whitaker, a curator at the University of Pennsylvania's Architectural Archive, said when Kahn spoke about silence, he wasn't talking about noise, but referring to something fundamentally human.
Kahn's buildings sometimes are difficult for people to like at first. They can be very raw. In some ways, some people might think they're ugly. But there is an inner beauty that reflects the sense of connection that comes from silence.
Kahn taught at the University of Pennsylvania for two decades, from the 1950s to his death in 1974. He's often associated with the style brutalism, which involves a lot of raw concrete. The exhibition at the Fabric Workshop and Museum shows how Kahn took inspiration from ancient structures around the world. There are photographs and sketches he made during visits to the Egyptian pyramids and the Parthenon in Greece. Whitaker points out that Kahn was less interested in their massive scale, more so in the way light played off their surfaces.
Even though he might use a lot of concrete, that concrete doesn't come off as a heavy material, right? Because in the surface of the concrete, it creates shadows. He creates shadow joints and light joints. There's a liveliness to the surface. Through the engagement with natural light, it defies gravity in some ways.
The exhibition includes drawings and interior recreations of homes designed by Louis Kahn. He only designed 9 private homes, all of them in the Philadelphia region. And as part of this exhibition, Whitaker will be giving tours of 2 of those houses. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.